Blog Talk Radio.
Frightened and fragment itself is not rejected by God. I'm going to be reading several verses tonight because I want to focus upon the saving activity of Yahweh through the Christ event. I'm going to begin with Psalm 129, verse 1, which reads as follows, quote, "They have greatly oppressed me from my youth. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth. But they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long. But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked." This is a very wonderful, very powerful song. The poet has expressed a very powerful worldview that is centered in who God is. Notice verse 3. "Plowmen have plowed my back and made their foes strong." Of course, he is talking about suffering. He is talking about exposing himself to those who would seek to ruin and injure and destroy his life, or her life, that matter. And I love verse 4, which states, "But the Lord." But the Lord. He makes all the difference when it comes to the suffering of the believers. But the Lord is righteous. And notice, he talks about the saving activity that will be. Talks about the character of the Lord. The Lord is righteous. Then the poet talks about the saving activity of Yahweh. He has cut me free. He has cut me free. The language is determinative and very powerful. This is marvelous in our eyes. He speaks solely of what God has done on his behalf. "But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked." And so it is wonderful that we have this testimony given by this poet. And I just love the language. I'm going to praise God at this point for his marvelous saving work. And now I'm going to turn to Isaiah chapter 50. This is Isaiah 50. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 4, which reads, quote, "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary." This is, of course, a messianic passage. This passage speaks of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue Notice the language. To know the word that sustains the weary, that is, those who are exhausted and fatigued. The Hebrew has the emphasis of those who are suffering and exhausted from self-torture. He awakens me by morning. He awakens my ear to listen like one being taught. So he goes on, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back, verse 6, speaking of the torture of Jesus. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting, because the sovereign Lord helps me. Again, the emphasis is on the saving activity of Yahweh in the midst of incredible suffering. Notice verse 6. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. Verse 7, because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know, in spite of my suffering, in spite of what man may have set for me, I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. The frightened ones, those who are perpetually frightened, those who are fearful, those who have been purposely fragmented in their souls by evil ones in order to control or to destroy their personalities. Those individuals who have been made to feel that they are not worthy of love, they cannot be loved. Those who have been taught to reject themselves may now find acceptance in God, because Jesus has made us all accepted in the Beloved. He, through his saving activity, through his finished work of redemption, has made us accepted. And now we no longer need to concentrate or constantly ruminate or have our thoughts controlled by negativism, self-defeat, blackness, darkness, whimpering defeat. We can walk in the power, in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And that is what I want the Church of God to understand. The resurrection power of Jesus is available to each and every believer. That power that brought back Jesus from the grave. Anastasis Nekron. Jesus stood up on the third day. Please read 1 Corinthians 15. His resurrection power is available to every member of his church. It is through Christ that you and I can walk in newness of life. It is through his finished work that we have been made brand new. And so we are to be preoccupied with thoughts of Jesus. And when you decide, when you have made that wonderful decision to be preoccupied with the persons of Christ, with the person of Christ, you will learn to have control over your fears, over your self-reproach, over your angerness, your anger, over your bitterness. You will begin to stand off from these things. They will no longer control you. Your life will be completely different because you are concentrating upon the positive things of the Lord. You are in fellowship with Him. Please understand that because you are a saved one, you are now in vital union with Christ. You and me and I, you. You are in vital relationship with Him. You are vitally connected to the resurrected person of Jesus. You may now tell Him your fears, your hopes. You may now hear His word and have confident expectation toward the future, which is a biblical definition of hope. Confident expectation toward the future. The ones who have wanted to keep you fragmented and therefore keep you dependent, you can now concentrate on the person of Jesus, who wants you to be whole, who wants to join you together. He wants to bind you up in His love and fill you with His Spirit so that you too can walk in newness of life. And you can stop the self-fragmented and scattered way of being. You can claim your wholeness tonight. Claim your wholeness in Christ. Claim your righteous mind. Claim your ability to have resurrection power in your life. Refuse to be controlled by fear. Stop the negative self-talk and say, the sovereign Lord has given me eternal life. He has given me all things that pertain unto life and godliness. If my heart condemns me, then the Lord, who is greater than my heart, knows all things. God is greater. If there's one mantra that I want to teach in this show and for this broadcast, it is that God is greater. God is greater than my self-reproach. God is greater than my anger. God is greater than my self-help. God is greater than my current focus. I am going to learn to focus on Him so that I can live an extraordinary life. God has given each of us an extraordinary destiny in Christ, the destiny that is yours. Claim it. Claim that destiny that you have in Christ. And do not let the enemy, the devil, tell you otherwise. Do not let him seek to influence you in a way that results in you not seeing or appreciating that you have a great and wonderful destiny in Christ Jesus. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Ridge. God bless you.